Welcome to Popular Wiki at the Day, where we read the summary of a popular Wikipedia page every day. With 201,427 views on Sunday, April 24, 2022, our article of the day is Emmanuel Macron. Emmanuel Jean-Michel Frédéric Macron, French, Emmanuel Frédéric Mac, born December 21, 1977, is a French politician who has been serving as the President of France since May 14, 2017. Born in Amiens, Macron studied philosophy at Paris Nanterre University, later completing a master's degree in public affairs at Sciences Po and graduating from the École nationale d'administration in 2004. He worked as a senior civil servant at the Inspectorate General of Finances and later became an investment banker at Rothschild & Company. Macron was appointed a deputy secretary general by President François Hollande shortly after his election in May 2012, making Macron one of Hollande's senior advisors. He was later appointed to the French cabinet as Minister of the Economy, Industry and Digital Affairs in August 2014 by Prime Minister Manuel Valls. In this role, Macron championed a number of business-friendly reforms. He resigned from the cabinet in August 2016, launching a campaign for the 2017 French presidential election. Although Macron had been a member of the Socialist Party from 2006 to 2009, he ran in the election under the banner of En Marche, a centrist and pro-European political movement he founded in April 2016. Partly thanks to the Fillon affair, Macron topped the ballot in the first round of voting, and was elected President of France on May 7, 2017 with 66.1% of the vote in the second round, defeating Marine Le Pen. At the age of 39, Macron became the youngest president in French history. In the 2017 French legislative election the following month, Macron's party, renamed La République En Marche, LREM, secured a majority in the National Assembly. He appointed Edouard Philippe as prime minister until his resignation in 2020, when he appointed Jean Castex. Macron was elected to his second term in the 2022 presidential election, again defeating Le Pen. During his presidency, Macron has overseen several reforms to labor laws, taxation and pensions, and pursued a renewable energy transition. Opposition to his domestic reforms, particularly a proposed fuel tax, culminated in the 2018 Yellow Vests protests and other protests. From 2020, he has led France's ongoing response to the COVID-19 pandemic and vaccination rollout. In foreign policy, he called for reforms to the European Union, and signed bilateral treaties with Italy and Germany. He also oversaw a dispute with Australia and the United States over the AUKUS Security Pact, continued French involvement in the Syrian civil war, and joined in the international response to the 2022 Russian invasion of Ukraine. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:02 UTC on Monday, April 25, 2022. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Emmanuel Macron. This podcast is produced by Abel Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDpod on Twitter. Abel Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Joanna Standard. Thank you for listening to Popular Wiki of the Day.